Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Don't forget to remember, we rush too quickly through our celebrations. If we don't learn to celebrate well, we will actually be setting ourselves up for disappointment down the road. I was honored to be invited to offer the commencement address for some amazing students graduating from the Parent Teacher Co-op program. If you'd like to watch the video of this commencement address, I've shared that link in the show notes.
I gotta grab this so I can talk to you guys for a second. I felt bad turning my back to you. Congratulations, you did it, 4 years, you made it. God bless you on your next chapter of your life. Oh, do you want there to be something else? You know, sometimes, guys, I'm going to turn my back on you guys for just a second, because I got to talk to the parents. You know, sometimes we're like way too quick on our celebrations to rush on to the next thing. Some of these guys have already experienced it. As they were getting closer to graduating high school, people were already asking them, where are you going to college? What are you doing next? When you guys are in college and you get close to the end, they're going to start asking you, what career are you pursuing? You probably know this one. If you're dating somebody, what are they already asking you? When are you going to get married? Once you get married, what are they going to ask you? When are you going to have kids? Once the kids all graduate and move out, you're empty nesters, what are they going to ask you? When are you going to retire? And then we retire, and then people say, now what? We rush through these celebrations way too quickly because they are milestones that they need to be celebrated well. I think about the creation. God created a perfect universe in 6 days, but he wasn't done then. He said part of the creation process is me taking a day to celebrate. He called it a Sabbath. And I think that we can put that word celebrate in for Sabbath, because that's really what God did, is he celebrated his creation. And that's what he invites us to do when we Sabbath as well, is to pause to celebrate him, what he's done, and to celebrate what he's allowed us to do. You know, a lot of times, if you go back and look at the history of the Israelites through the Old Testament, you'll see a pattern that's just repeated up and down, up and down. They have these mountaintop experiences. They're close to God. They're obeying him. They're enjoying his blessings. And then we find them down in the valley where it feels like God's a million miles away. They're oppressed and depressed in the valley. But if you go back and look, every single time that they begin to slide off of that peak and slide down towards the valley, we can put a word there, and it's forget. That's what the prophets continually came back to the people and said, you forgot to celebrate God. Specifically, they would say, you forgot to honor his Sabbath. See, God built that pattern in once a week. And then he had another pattern every 7 years. And then he had another pattern after every seven sets of seven, the year of Jubilee. And he says, you forgot to celebrate those things. So the prophets would call them out for not honoring the Sabbath. But you know what the other consistent thing that the prophets would try to remind them of? Is that they had then become idol worshipers. Which kind of follows, right? If you're not pausing to celebrate what God has done, you start saying, look what I've done. Look at the lucky break I created. Look at how my ingenuity made this happen. And we start to deify other things. But thankfully, down in that trough, the word that we could write there that would help them come back to the mountaintop was that word, remember. That's what the Sabbath celebration is all about. So let me, moms and dads, guess I'm going to turn my back to you for just a second, because I got to talk to these graduates for just a minute. Guys, don't forget to remember. Don't forget to remember. At every milestone in your life, I want you to do 5 things. The first thing is to acknowledge God. Acknowledge that it was his blessings, it was his provision that allowed you to get to that mountaintop, to allow you to achieve that milestone. The second thing that you can do, and I think it's very appropriate that we're doing it tonight, and I hope that your families have some nice celebrations for you, you can applaud your own work. That's what Jesus talked about in the story of the stewards. He said the stewards were given gifts by the master, and the ones that received the commendation from him are the ones that the master said, you put to work what it was that I gave you. And then he would say, well done. So you can applaud your work. The third thing that you should do is you should look at some of these fine folks right here, and you should give them thanks. In fact, why don't you guys give them a round of applause, because I know they've already applauded you several times. Listen, don't... If I asked you, do your mom and dad know that you appreciate them, your teachers, your friends? You'd say, oh yeah, sure. Do they really know it? Have they heard you say it? Make sure that you say that often. Keep your thank yous and your I love yous up to date with them. Okay? The fourth thing that you need to do is make sure that at each milestone that you take some time to reflect. You're going to learn some lessons that you want to take forward with you, and you're also going to learn there's some things that you want to leave behind. Alvin Toffler wrote a great book, and he talked about what's coming in the future. And here's what he said. The illiterate of the future will not be those who cannot read or write. The illiterate of the future will be those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. That's what you can do during your celebration time, your Sabbath time. And then the fifth thing that you need to do is look at the people that are on the journey with you. All of us out here that have been on the journey a little bit longer than you will tell you that some of those milestones are nice. It's nice to have a diploma. It's nice to be recognized at work. But what is really lasting and what is the most fulfilling is the relationships with the people that you journey with. That's precious. That's invaluable. So make sure that you have time to recognize those people on the journey. So moms and dads, friends, family members, you get to help tonight. I hope that your celebration will start. You can help in this process of don't forget to remember. Find ways to glorify God. Let them applaud themselves for what they did because they did good work, but then listen for the thanks that they're going to share for you. Help them maybe learn, unlearn, and relearn some lessons as they move forward, and help encourage those relationships that they can carry with them throughout that whole journey. When we do that, in fact, you know, God said at a minimum, you need to take that Sabbath break once a week. But I found that sometimes on just a plain old Tuesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon might be a good time because I just had a little win. I had a little victory there. Might be a good time to just pause and celebrate. Thank God for what he's done, for what I was able to do, for the lessons that I learned, for the people around me. Find those times, build that in there, because if that becomes the fabric of your life, you're not going to be like those Israelites that are going to forget and slip away, because you're going to keep God right there in the forefront of your mind. So truly, guys, congratulations. You did it. You did it with a lot of help. You did it with God's blessing on your life as well. Don't forget to remember that. It'll serve you well as you go forward. Thanks.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.